Welcome to Mysteries, Myths, and Legends. I'm Taylor.
I'm Savannah.
Welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. Go ahead.
I was going to say, how's it going?
Well, you know, honestly, lately, been a little stressed. Because I have a major life update, guys. An important one, too. Okay. I am actually moving from Wilmington, North Carolina, where I've been living, back to my hometown, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, which is also where Savannah lives.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be reunited once again.
Yay.
But however, moving across the state is very stressful. So I have been under a lot of stress, and that stress has caused me to become ill. So that's why we didn't have an episode last week. And yeah, that's on me. So my bad. Sorry. And I unfortunately have to tell you that we're going to have no episode next week either, because that's when I'm moving. So, you know, life things be happening sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Apologies. But good things are really coming in the future, especially with me and Savannah together. Oh, you guys just wait.
Yep. Oh, I know. We have some things planned.
Yes, we do.
Now that we're going to be together in person. Mm-hmm. So
together forever.
It'll be good.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Just got to get there, you know. Moving is really hard. If anybody's moving, I just know that I'm with you. Like, I'm so sorry for you. It's painful. Painful and real bad.
Yeah, moving's a lot.
It really, emotionally, physically, every single part. It's just horrible.
Yeah, remember last year I moved, and I shared on the podcast that I moved, but I was moving 10 minutes away, so yeah. It wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, this one's bad. It's big bad because I live in a really big house. So when you live in a really big house, you like acquire many things.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm moving into a very small place now. So, you know, it's just going to be different. But I'm excited for the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Especially spooky time coming up. I don't know about you, Savannah, but because it's August now, I'm already feeling Halloween vibes.
Yes, I kind of am too, especially like, you know, stores have already started bringing some stuff out.
Yep, I am kind of broke at the moment, but I'm so excited to go shopping and to just get all the Halloween things, because that's how I decorate my house.
Yeah.
And like where I live, I love Halloween decorations all year round.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've gotten a few so far, but I'm just like, I'm kind of holding off. Like, I feel like I need to go for it with some of this stuff, but
I think that when I get back to Winston, we should go to TJ Maxx together.
Ooh, we could, okay. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Just discussing plans on the podcast, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyways, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, if you will. And also, apologies for my voice. I'm still a little bit sick. Sorry if it sounds a little grungy.
I feel like
grungy.
Your voice sounds fine.
Okay, thanks. You know?
Well,
you know, I'm just self-conscious about it, but it's okay.
Yeah. Well, maybe somebody disagrees, but I don't know. I feel like you sound pretty normal today, so that's good.
Good.
I have some updates today, too. Not as big as you, but I did get new glasses. So.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
No, honestly, they're so cute. I've seen them. They're beautiful.
They're like a dark purple.
I love a colorful glass.
Pretty cute. And I did have to get a new prescription.
Uh-oh. Are they getting worse?
Yeah.
Always do.
Yeah, but it's okay.
I need to go to the eye doctor soon, I think.
Yeah.
Time for new glasses. I love new glasses because it's like a new era in my life.
I know. That's exactly how I thought of it, too.
Is that how you feel? A new era?
Yes.
I love that for you. It's going to be a new era for me. That's why I need new glasses.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, really. That's true.
And I'm getting a haircut, too. Surprise, guys. I don't know when I'm going to do it. I think probably in the next couple weeks, but...
You're changing everything.
I mean, I feel like if I'm changing one major thing in my life, why not everything else?
I mean, you're right.
So...
Exactly.
You know, like, go big or go home. That's what they say. I've heard, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was basically the only big life change that I have to share. Not that big. But I did, changing the tone a little bit, I did want to mention just to spread awareness about the Maui wildfires.
Yeah, for sure.
It is horrible what is happening
it's
there right
so
now.
It's so bad, guys.
if you haven't seen in the news or anything, wildfires have spread across the island of Maui in Hawaii, and it has just decimated most of the island, and mostly the city of Lahaina, and that was at one point it was the capital of Hawaii, or I guess maybe it was the capital of Maui. Sorry, I should have gotten my facts straight. But it was, okay. You know, an important city. And it was a historic area. So it's just like, it's even more horrible.
Yeah, it's really people, sad.
People are like out of their homes, you know, in shelters and things and trying to find like places to stay and like water and food. And it's just, yeah. So... I am going to try to find a good link to, donate. So if you guys want to do that, we'll share that, in the description and probably on Instagram too.
Yeah, definitely. And like, if you can, please do. Cause they need all the help they can get. Like, actually.
Yeah.
Like, I have definitely never gone through anything like that, but I went through a hurricane that was really bad. And yes. Just, like, people don't realize how bad natural disasters, like, mess up your whole life.
Yeah. Like that. And, I mean, people don't, like, some people don't make it out, yeah. too.
So it's like, just, a lot of people. So.
Yeah.
It's just scary. It's horrible. So, if you can help out, definitely do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose, moving along as.
Yeah, we can.
We can.
We can move on with, onto the stories.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, what you're here for. So, that aside, today I'm going to talk about a cryptid.
No way.
I am. And it is a creature that is found in Coos County, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, okay.
Yeah, I've never really been to New Hampshire.
No, me neither.
You know, not... that familiar with up there, but Coos County is in northern New Hampshire. It's basically has like Maine on one side and Vermont on the other, and then Canada at the top, so it's like sort of bordering all of those areas. So this creature that I'm talking about is the Wood Devil.
Oh, spooks my goats. So. I'm excited to hear about this one.
Yeah, so it is in the rural forests of this area that I just described, in the White Mountains, and it's sort of like a Bigfoot creature, so.
No way.
Mm-hmm. It's a humanoid, you know, Sasquatch, Bigfoot-like thing, and they're really tall. They're at least 7 foot tall and very thin. And also covered in gray fur.
I don't really like... You said thin?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Yeah, they're thin for a reason. So I'll tell you why. But their gray color and slender build, it allows them to hide in plain sight, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, but like... That's just not normally how I would picture a Bigfoot, you know? I picture them real thick.
Yeah, yeah. See, because this is like a different type of Bigfoot, I guess.
Yeah, different breed.
They're, yeah. I think it might be like scarier in a way. I don't know.
No, that's definitely creepier because like I feel like they're faster and like want to chase me.
It could be, yeah. So these creatures, they hide in plain sight, like I said, but they also like hide... like standing next to trees, So they'll like stand next to a tree trunk and like blend in.
Ew.
Yeah. And this is just great. Taylor, you're gonna love this.
I'm scared.
So once they're spotted, they let out this awful, heart-wrenching scream.
Mm-mm. No, 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 no. I would try to run as fast as I can, but he would definitely get me.
Can you imagine, like, you're just in the woods and you see this weird creature, and that alone would scare you away, right? But then it just starts screaming at you. So
I would lose my mind.
Yeah. Yep. So sightings of the wood devil, they're very common in like the 1930s to the 1970s, but nowadays they're not as common. I don't know if like people just aren't in the woods as much or what, but the last sighting was in 2004.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better.
Yeah, so like maybe they're just not there as much, or I mean, I don't know.
Can any of our New Hampshire listeners like reach out and tell us if you've seen them?
Or, you know, I do have like a bad spin on this.
Uh-oh.
That you're not going to like.
That maybe because I'm not going to like it.
Maybe there isn't that many sightings because people like get captured by them or something.
Oh, well, that's scary. Oh.
Yeah. Or they're getting better at hiding.
True.
You know, one of those. Both of those. I don't know. But according to witnesses who have seen them, you can almost like walk directly into one of them before you even know it's there. That's like,
I really don't like that. That makes me never want to walk into a forest ever again.
Yeah, basically you can you imagine you just run into this like creature?
No, I don't know what I would do. I might freeze and just be standing there like in fear.
Yeah, I don't like it either. So the wood devil, they can move from behind one tree to another really quickly, and they run really fast on two legs.
This is the worst possible news you could have told me.
So that's what you were saying before, that you thought they could run really fast? Yeah. Well, there you go. I have that factoid. They can.
This actually is my worst nightmare.
They like, as they're hiding behind one tree, if you get closer to that tree, they can like move to another one real quick.
No, 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 no.
Without you seeing. Yeah.
No, no.
Mm-hmm. And if it can't hide behind a tree for some reason, there's like not trees there or something, it'll just stand perfectly still until they know that somebody sees it.
Ew, well, so. Why are they so creepy? Like, what did we do to y'all?
They're trying to hide. They want to get away. They live in the woods, and they're like, why are you guys coming to the woods?
Sharing is caring.
I guess so. They'll stand perfectly still until somebody sees it. And also, the way that they hide, they're always on the opposite side of the tree. So as a person like moves past a tree, they would move to the other side, so they are not seen. So basically, if you like walk around a tree, it could be back there and like just moving with you, you know? So it's just really hard to find one.
Mm-mm.
So that is, this all could just play into the fact that like that's why there's no sightings, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So they could still be out there. You don't know. And you know, I did say that they are humanoid, right? But their faces do not look human. They look kind of, I think I have a picture. Yeah, I don't even know how to describe this, like, picture that I have of
the wood devil's face. Send it to me. I want to describe it.
Okay, it's like, it's just creepy.
Is it scary?
It's sort of like, what's it called when you, where it's like, it looks human but not.
Oh, Savannah. Oh my God. Thank you so much for bringing this back up. Guys, if you were listening a couple weeks ago, I could not for the life of me remember what that was called, but I have since figured it out. It is called Uncanny Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know really why it's called that, but it is. So it's like very Uncanny Valley when something looks a little too real that's not supposed to look real.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit like that.
Ew.
I just sent you a picture, yeah.
Oh, what the heck? Oh, man. I really don't like this thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ew, his body gives Slender Man, but yeah. His head kind of gives Skeleton.
Oh, mm-hmm, yeah.
A little. Skeleton makes kind of like with like a bear. I don't know. Ew, mini, like, it almost looks like it could face shift. Is that what it's called? No.
Shapeshift.
it left me. It looks like it could, like, shapeshift into multiple different, you know? Ew, I really don't like this
picture. Honestly, it does kind of look like that.
Yeah. I actually hate that, guys. Please look at our Instagram this time.
Do you
have to
know...
post this picture, Savannah.
Yeah, I will. Do you want to know what their main diet is?
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
Humans?
Yes, but not just humans.
Babies?
Human intestines.
Oh, my God. Why?
Isn't that the worst thing you've ever heard?
I'm going to throw up.
I know.
I'm really going to throw up. It's, well, okay. To be fair, if cannibalism was a thing, I feel like the intestines would be like the spaghetti of cannibalism.
Ew. I don't know. I feel like that would be not... I mean, like, not like I would ever pick, but that would not be my pick.
Not like I would ever pick.
You know what I mean?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I feel like I... Okay. Well, no, yeah, that wouldn't be my pick either. Okay, yeah. Okay, now that that's settled.
Yeah, but anyways, this creature, yeah, their main diet is human intestine.
Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
So I did say the last sighting was in 2004, and I do have... a little story about that. There was a man and his grandfather out hunting on November 5th of 2004. And they were staking out a spot and they heard an awful squealing sound. And they rounded a bush and came upon a wood devil. It was nothing like they had seen before. It was like standing on two legs and at least seven feet tall. Just like all of the descriptions say. And after it ran away, so I guess it didn't catch them. It just ran away from them. And it ran away and they measured the tracks that it left. The prints were about 15 inches and its stride was 4 to 6 feet.
That is horrifying. I'm not even kidding. That just sent chills down my full body. Because thinking about that picture, it low-key, in the picture, it made it look like human-sized, but if that thing looked big, big, that I would never be okay.
Yeah, I know. Just picturing it being 7 feet tall, like, looming over you.
No. This one scares me.
Yeah, it's a little bit scary. There is a similar creature, called the Hide Behind.
Interesting.
This one I feel like is more common to for people to know. Its area that it lives in is larger than the Wood Devil, because you know the Wood Devil is mainly in just one county of New Hampshire. And then this one, the Hide Behind, is it's supposedly lives along the northern U.S. like border with Canada, like pretty much all of the states that border Canada. So there's that. The Hide Behind is a nocturnal creature, and it preys on humans that wander in the woods, just like the Wood Devil. And it is blamed for the disappearances of loggers when they did not return to camp. And the Hide Behind, it conceals itself by hiding behind stuff. just like the name entails.
No way. I would have never guessed that.
Right. Exactly. But it is sounding a lot like the wood devil, you know?
Most definitely.
When somebody looks directly at it, it'll hide behind something or behind the person, or it'll go behind the person themselves so they can't be seen.
Oh, they're just little shy guys.
Yeah, maybe a little bit, but
creepy,
also
shy guys.
Bad. So they use their ability to hide to stalk their victims, humans, and attack them. So the victims are supposedly they're dragged back to their lair to be devoured.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but if you were on a hike and, you know, you want to repel these creatures, what do you think you would bring?
I have, the first thing that came to my mind was bear spray.
I mean, that might work, but that's not what I was going to say. So what repels the hide behind is alcohol.
Like a shot? You want a shot of tequila, the hide behind?
Literally, yeah. So if you bring, like, if you're going on a hike, maybe, you know, drink some wine on the hike or bring a beer or something.
Okay. I mean, that can definitely be done.
Yeah, it'll apparently keep them away, so.
Well, honestly, I'd like to share a glass of wine with the hide behind.
I don't know.
I'm spitting bars over here.
I mean, I don't know. They unfortunately also have the same diet as the wood devils, so.
I know. Yeah, you're right.
They wouldn't want to drink alcohol with you.
They'd want. They would maybe want to, and then eat me. You know.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't know. Alcohol like repels them, so maybe they're just like, I'm just, you know, they're sober, so they're.
Love that for
them. They gotta stay away from them. So experienced lumberjacks say that it looks a lot like a bear. Because apparently, you know, lumberjacks come into contact with these things a lot. Mm-hmm. It walks upright. It's about 5'10" to 6 feet. So a little bit shorter than the wood devils. And it's actually covered in long black fur. So they definitely look a lot different than the wood devils, but they act pretty much the same. Their front and back are kind of interchangeable because they look the same on the front versus the back. Isn't that weird?
No, that's real weird.
Like,
I need to visualize that.
Okay, here, let me send you a picture of these ones too.
Oh, they have one?
I do have a picture of this one too.
Love that, okay.
This one, before I send it, it also doesn't really have a face.
Ew, that's gonna scare me even more. Okay, so once again, guys, I'm plugging the Instagram because I feel like you just absolutely need to see.
Yeah.
Ew, what the heck?
And the picture I sent you also has a picture of, like, how tall it would be next to a human.
Yeah.
But also, like, that doesn't really match what it says.
Ew.
But it shows, like, a map of where it
okay. I'm trying to describe this. It low-key looks like a really bad Chewbacca, but with really, like, Wolverine claws and toes.
Yeah, so it's said
and
to have
a
bear
tail.
Claws.
And, okay.
Yes. It's said to have bear claws and a tail that's like a French sheepdog's.
Yeah.
And it's curled upward.
And its hair, like, in the front is like the, not the Shining, the Ring Girl. Like, it's all in the front covering its face.
Yeah.
Or I guess just maybe has no face, just hair.
Yeah,
hair
its face
everywhere.
Is like underneath, I guess. I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Ew. So, I wouldn't want him to hide behind me, personally.
I know. So these things, they move very fast, just like the wood devils. And, you know, as I just said, their diet is human intestines. Lovely. And they use their bear claws to disembowel loggers, mainly. So no. That's just great.
That's sad. I don't like that.
They also have a terrible laugh that they let out. So that's really fun. So this other one, the Wood Devils have a scream and the Hide Behind have a laugh.
Wow, these guys are so similar. They're such family members.
Right. Exactly. And they also jump from their hiding spot and laugh. And ew. It can, like, scare their prey to death.
Okay.
Can you imagine that? It would scare me to death.
No, that's what I was going to say. Would you rather hear the scream or the laugh? Because I would rather hear the scream than the laugh.
Me too, because the laugh is creepier.
The laugh is so much creepier. Ew. No. I feel like a scary laugh is maybe one of the worst things you could hear.
I can't imagine any sort of non-human creature laughing.
No. You know? No, 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 no.
Like, no, that doesn't happen, right?
I don't really think it's supposed to in this natural world, no. Mm-mm. But apparently it does.
Yeah.
I guess. New Hampshire.
No, this one is all over the northern U.S.
Oh, well, that's okay. Guys, if you're in the north, watch out.
It's just all across the northern border of the
U.S. Should we go on a road trip looking for them?
I don't know.
I don't actually agree with that.
Yeah.
Either.
So just as I said, like, before, like, alcohol gets rid of it. So, I mean, if we did go on a road trip to find them, we could keep them away. I mean, I know you're trying to find them, but we keep them away by, like, bringing the drink.
True. Well, I mean, we're definitely going to have that on us.
Yeah. So yeah, those are the two creatures that I found this week. Do I believe that they're actually out there? That is going to be, maybe like a 2 out of 10 unbelievable.
Okay.
Maybe like a 1 out of 10.
A 1 out of 10. I personally say, so I've actually previously heard about the Hide Behind before.
Yeah. So, see, that's what I was going to say. Like, I feel like that one's more known to people.
Yeah. I'm going to say out of 10, I was going to say 4 out of 10 believable for me personally.
Okay.
But so I would like to hear back from our listeners if you live in the North, if you've ever had an experience.
Yeah. Because, so, like, I mean, things are creepy in the woods. So maybe, I mean, I guess you never know.
Yeah. And what's up there. Yeah, exactly. Wow. That was a really good story. It makes me never want to go in the woods again, though. Honestly. Mm-hmm. Can't even lie. Well, okay, we're really going to switch gears here, guys, for real skis. So, this week for you, I have the legend of the San Pedro hauntings.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a crazy one, guys. Like, really, it's just wild. Okay. So, there's really not much setup I can really even give you for this. So, we're really just jumping straight on in. So, this case is one of the most documented and unsettling cases in the history of paranormal investigations. Like, it's very well known. I've heard of it a long time ago, but I wanted to revisit it because I kind of had forgotten about it. So,
I mean, since you're saying it's so popular, I'm like, I don't even remember hearing about this. Mm-hmm. But maybe once you get going, I will.
Possibly. Well, how did I already lose my spot in just 3 seconds? Okay. In 1989, a woman by the name of Jackie Hernandez wanted to make her new start in life in San Pedro, which is it's a neighborhood in Los Angeles, California, which I'm like, okay. That's such a bougie name for a neighborhood, like San Pedro. And she's like, I live in San Pedro. Like,
I mean, you know, it's LA. Come on.
I know, you're right, but it's just so bougie. Like, goodness gracious. So, yeah. But so, it's in LA. A little bit more into Jackie's life, she was a single mom who had just recently left her husband, and like I said before, to begin a new life in San Pedro. And as you can imagine, she was under a lot of stress because, as I already said, moving is very stressful.
So, yes.
I can imagine this, you know, moving was very stressful on top of getting a divorce, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, being a single mom.
Yeah, for the a first single time. Yeah. Like, oh, no, no, no. Like, I can barely handle a move, guys. I cannot imagine. So, yeah. So, you know, just very, very, very stressful. Not to mention, Jackie ended up having to get multiple jobs to feed her two young kids. So, because she worked so much, she had to leave them in the care of her neighbor, Susan Castaneda. Because, she, you know, she was willing. And that's just, you know, very cute that she could trust her to leave them there, you know? Anyways, one evening, Jackie was doing just her regular tidying up around the house when she was home, when she realized that she hadn't heard her kids in a while. Like, she had heard them playing around or whatever, running about the house, but then it had become silent. And so, if you know what I know, when the kids become silent, usually that means they're up to no good.
Yeah. You know? Yep. That's what happens.
Exactly. So, Jackie was like, all right, let me go look, see what these kids are up to, you know. So she went to the children's room and opened the door. And she was immediately staring directly at an old man sitting in the corner of her room, staring right back at her.
No. No way.
Mm-hmm. Yes way. Ooh, that just with the kids in the room? Chills down my spine. So, Jackie said his eyes were glowing and emotionless, too.
Oh, okay.
And yes, the children were in the room.
Okay.
So can you imagine? What would you do in that? I mean, oh, man. I would just absolutely panic. I would have such a panic attack. But, you know, Jackie, the strong woman she is, she grabbed both of her kids and ran to her neighbor Susan's house. So Susan is, you know, the babysitter. So she ran to Susan's house and told her the whole story. And what Jackie, you know, thought was wild was that Susan didn't really seem to find this super crazy at all. Like, what? The story, she was like, yeah. She was like, it's not really shocking. And in fact, after she got finished telling her the full story, Susan was like, you know, I've always heard some things, and I actually know a lot about this house, and I believe that there's a spirit there. And so she gave her a number of a paranormal investigator, and she was like, you need to reach out to this guy, because...
Okay, oh my God, I don't know what I would do.
Like, she just moved there, you know? And so, like, this is, like, her first friend in town. And,
yeah,
like, she, like, was nice, helped her out, you know, because she probably knew. She was like, this is going to be bad, because this lady knew that previously bad things were going on in this house.
Yeah, but, like, would you just think that your neighbor's a psycho and be like, why are you giving me a paranormal researcher?
I mean,
thing?
Yes, but also she saw a man. In
I know,
the room.
But I would just be like, I'm
you would
calling
think it was
the
a
police.
Regular man.
I mean, I guess it depends on what he actually looked like. Because if it's like, it looked like a ghost.
Well, she said his eyes were glowing and emotionless. So, like, that's kind of giving, it's not
but
a real
like,
man.
Was he, like, you know,
he
fully
was just,
there?
He was
or,
sitting in the corner. I mean, yeah, I guess he looked like a regular
or like,
a person.
Did he look ghostly? Yeah, so.
I know. It's up for debate. It is. But, yeah.
But that is,
yeah, well, so anyways, so she gave the number, and it was of investigator, Dr. Barry Taff. So he'll come back into the story a little bit later.
Okay.
Well, soon, but just, you know, remember his name, even for the future. So immediately, you know, red flags going up. Susan knows something. So I would have been like, Susan, can you please tell me what you know? Because clearly, it's something.
Right, like, she's a little bit suspicious.
At this point, right. I'd be like, can I trust her? I don't know. And, like, no hate on Susan. Like, this actually happened. Like, no hate on her. But I'm just saying, I would be suspicious at first, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't trust anything. So, that's just probably just me. But it's just crazy because, like, even I do not have a paranormal investigator on speed dial, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, she just immediately was like, here, just call this number.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Like, what? Like, yeah.
I'd be like, girl, you are crazy. Like, can you tell me, like, how did you get to this point in your life?
Right. Right. No, for real. So, Dr. Barry Taff, the, you know, paranormal investigator, he, you know, I don't really know if the lady talked to him, but he seemed to think that something was going on. Like, he said he felt immediate worry about the situation, like, the old man situation, that and that he, like, really wanted to go over and see, like, what was, like, going on, you know, in the house. Because I suppose maybe she had then been, like, you know, there was some rattlings and stuff, but then all of a sudden this old man, you know. So, anyways, he showed up to her house with his cameramen, Barry Conrad and Jeff Wheatcraft. Okay. So, this is where it gets really crazy. Like, immediately, really, really, really crazy. Okay. So, I'm telling you, buckle your seatbelts.
Okay. Click.
Okay. Thank you. Click it or ticket. That's what they say here in North Carolina. Exactly. So, they step into the house, and the crew and, you know, everybody else, they were all there. They step into the house, and they're immediately hit with a foul odor that they could never locate that was coming from. So, the crew ended up, they, like, fully aired out the house, because they were, like, you know, they didn't immediately think something of it, but, like, personally, me, I know if there's a foul odor, like, that's giving, like, demon. You know.
Okay, you just reminded me of something, and I feel like I need to share it right now.
Do it.
So you say foul odor.
Yes.
A few nights ago, I was woken up by the smell of a skunk.
Oh, okay.
In my house, very strongly.
Yeah.
No, you don't even know. I literally woke up to this, and it smelled like there was a skunk in the house. But apparently, if one comes and, like, sprays near your HVAC, it can literally get in there. Smell inside. But I kept thinking, like, something was going on, like, that there was, like, a gas leak or something. I was, like, driving myself crazy. It was literally 3 a.m.
Yeah.
But anyways, actually, that happened twice in the past week.
Wait, so. That's kind of not good. Like, that seems like a little bit of a bad omen, too.
But I know.
Like, I'm not to scare you, but
that's why I thought I would bring it up.
I'm, yeah.
One of them was at night, and then one of them was more like during the day. So not as bad.
Yeah. That's still bad, though. But, you know, it's not as bad as, like, a foul odor, as in, like rotten eggs, mm-hmm, like sulfur.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, and if you have ever smelled, like, I hope you guys never have to smell sulfur in your life, because it's the worst smell in the whole world. And so the fact that they were hit with this is, like, scary. And, like, I, even though, like, really it was only the old man situation that was, like, really big. And, like, as I said, they had, like, the regular, like, footsteps and whatever, whatnot, typical. But then this old man, I don't know. I just don't know. So, anyways, they air out the house, and they're not, like, that suspicious yet. They're, like, maybe, you know, we'll just take note. Like, let's not judge this. Maybe, like, there was a gas leak or something, you know. There could be a logical explanation to it as well. So they air out the house multiple times. And it just keeps coming back. Stronger and stronger. Of sulfur. Rotten eggs. And so at that point, they're like, hate that. So,
well, yeah, I hate that too.
Hate that. But they were like, the show must go on. We have to start this investigation, you know, might as well. If it's going to smell like rotten eggs, it's just going to smell like rotten. Because they had spent so much time at this point trying to get it to air out, you know, they're like, let's just move on.
So, yeah, let's just, like, accept the fact that it's not going
to
air out.
Exactly. Which must have been horrible. They probably got used to it, but, ooh, if you guys know, you really know. That happened to me. That's why I feel so passionately about the subject, because it's real bad. But anyway, so they began the investigation, and during the very beginning of the investigation, the crew heard a very loud bang in the attic of the house. And nobody else was there other than the people who were just, like, standing there in the group. So that bang was followed by another loud bang and then another loud bang. And it sounded like it was, like, moving throughout the house. So now it's, like, full paranormal activity is going on.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Like, immediate full paranormal activity. And I'm like, okay, big, big, big yikes. And also, I feel so bad because she bought this place, you know, it's, like, super cheap. The typical story. She had no idea.
Yeah. And now. Maybe there was a reason.
There's always a reason, guys. If it's cheap, it's too good to be true. It is. That's, like, that actually should really be the theme song.
Yeah.
New theme song alert. Anyway. So Jackie, after like a few of the thumps coming from the attic, Jackie was able to kind of start tracking where they were coming from. And she noticed that they were coming towards her, like, and then the last one ended directly above her head in the kitchen. And at that point in time, Jackie told the team that she had actually seen a ghostly image of a severed head while standing in that exact spot before, as well as hearing muffled voices every single day in that exact spot only. So, like, anytime she stood in that spot, she, like, something would happen. And, like, she's just now telling everybody this.
Okay, why did she not tell people that before?
I mean, she did. But, like, this is just, like, the first time people are actually believing her.
Okay.
And, like, taking her seriously.
But a severed head? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Was it the same man?
Like, was it, or was it multiple? I don't know. I think a lot of bad things happened in this house. And so I think there's just multiple,
mm-hmm.
you know, things going on. So she also, you know, then they just, you know, they're talking with her and, you know, interviewing her, asking her a bunch of questions. And she told them about the way this is worded, that she was the target of a projectile object seen from an unforeseen force, and a strange liquid oozed out the walls at the same time that that happened.
Oh, my God.
So she was like, there would be, like, random kitchen utensils, plates, like, anything from the kitchen, anything, like, papers on the desk, books, would be thrown really hard at her. And then when that would happen, a weird liquid would also ooze out of the walls, like some Ghostbusters stuff going on.
I don't like that. But, like, does the slime or whatever, like, does it stay? Does it go away randomly?
You know.
It sounds like is that it'll ooze, and then, like, either she cleaned it up or it went away because, like, they didn't know about it. She had to tell them.
Yeah, true. Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't have the answer to that question. I did not look that up, unfortunately.
That's still so strange.
It's so weird. Like, it's so weird. But also, like, that kind of just makes me a little questionable. Like, is she telling the truth? Like, you know?
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Like, she did tell people. She did tell people before, but they just didn't believe her. Until the man. And then that's, like, a legitimate worry, you know?
Like, okay.
You know? So, anyways, so they finished their investigation, or not investigation, their conversation with her about what's been going on. And that was pretty much the gist of what she had actually been going through before and what led up to the man. And then now they're here. So the team decided to photograph the entire house. And during the photo session, the two cameramen went up to the attic and Jeff Wheatcraft was reportedly attacked in this attic by an unforeseen force. And the force, like, literally, nothing, invisible, threw his camera, like, gripped it from his hands, threw it across the room, and then pushed him really hard against, like, the wall of the attic. But, like, nothing was there. Like, it was just energy fighting him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's horrible.
Horrible.
It's like, yeah, I don't
horrible. Like, and it. So immediately he left, and actually the whole team left because that really scared them. Like, that man was legitimately scared. Like, everybody knew it, and he admitted it. He was like, no, I have got to go, because they hadn't even been in there for like 5 minutes, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if some random thing started pushing me around, I'd be scared too.
Yeah, no, literally. So they did leave, but, you know, after having some time to think about it, they all kind of, you know, talked and discussed and determined that they kind of wanted to go back, actually, and see if they could, because then they were like, I mean, as scary as it is, what if we could get real evidence of something? Because clearly that was very real to at least this man and right, the people, like, that were there.
Why is this kind of like what would happen if we did this?
This is exactly what would happen.
We'd be like there in the moment and getting pushed around and stuff, and then leave.
Yeah.
And be like, wait, it wasn't that bad. Like,
yeah.
Like, this would be cool to get
on camera. No, I know. Camera. I was gonna say, like, I know, like, it probably sounds really crazy to other people that they would do this, but to me and you, I know that we would do this.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I can, like, see why they went back.
I fully agree with them. I fully agree with them. So yeah, they were very determined to return and find out, you know, what was that in the attic, and they wanted to see if they could capture it on camera. But they just needed a break. So, you know, they left for the night, got some sleep, and, you know, Shirley, same, would do the same thing. So, their second attempt, unfortunately, proved to be even more dangerous than the first. Okay. It was September 4th when they started the second investigation. Jeff Wheatcraft was the victim, which, if you remember, it from the first one, Jeff Wheatcraft. So, on September 4th, they went back up to the attic, and this time, Jeff was the victim once again, but this time it was an attempted strangulation with a cord that was in the attic.
What?
Yep. It mysteriously wrapped itself around his neck and, like, started hanging him, but nothing was pulling him. Like you could not see. No, nothing. It was just invisible.
Okay.
Pulling him up, hanging him with a cord. What? And so you would think, like, okay, like, did this happen? Like, is this man just saying this? But the other guy, the photographer, Gary Holm, he was also in the attic at the time and saw the whole thing. So he rushed over to help him. And luckily, Gary was able to carry Jeff back downstairs from the attic. He was able to get him up, get the thing off his neck, drag him back downstairs out of the attic. And so, needless to say, Jeff Wheatcraft, he survived, thank goodness, but he never set foot back in the house ever again.
Yeah, after the second time, I don't think I would either.
No. And I'm just like, what was the problem with specifically him? Because there were so many more people up there, but, like, they were not cool with that guy.
Right. I was like, what did Jeff do?
Like, what? Like, literally, what did Jeff do? Can somebody please tell me? And, you know, maybe? I actually did look, because I was like, there has to be answers.
Okay.
I didn't find any.
Oh. Well, maybe he looked like somebody that the ghost
I was thinking like. That. I was going to mention that. Because that's definitely a possibility. For sure. But, so, as you can most certainly imagine, Jackie decided it was time to move out of the house after that.
Yeah.
You know, she has two young kids, and she was like, we cannot be, like, first of all, men can't be in the children's room. And, like, what, I just want to know, Savannah, can we just talk for 1 second about what do you think was going on in that room with the man ghost, with those children that had them completely silent?
I kind of want to think he was just, like, sitting there watching them play,
like
a grandfather figure.
I hope so. I really do.
That's kind of the vibe I was getting, but, I mean, maybe it's more sinister. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either. But, like, the only thing that leads me to believe it's sinister is all the stuff that happened after that. Like, that was very sinister.
True, but, I mean,
but I don't know if
nothing
it was the
happened
same thing.
To the kids.
No, you're right.
So, maybe they're like, okay, well, yeah, we're not going to hurt the kids, but.
No, for sure. absolutely. I don't know. So, anyways, yeah. So Jackie decided to move, and she decided to return to the trailer park with her strange husband, who lives 300 miles north of San Pedro.
Okay.
Which was, you know, honestly, Jackie, I know you need to get out of there, but you didn't have to go back to that toxic relationship.
Right.
Really. But, you know, she had to do what she had to do. As soon as she moved, her and the kids, everything seemed to completely go back to normal. Like, nothing was happening. Everything was absolutely chill. Nothing ghost-like whatsoever. And she was like, thank God, you know. And even though, like, the whole case itself wasn't closed there, you know, Jackie was straight chilling because, like, she wasn't involved anymore, you know. Like, she was gone. So, she was straight chilling.
Yeah, good for her, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. And she was just, you know, living her life again. And she was like, thank goodness. But then, one night, Jackie was helping a neighbor store a TV in their shed. And all of a sudden, she saw the screen turn on. And so they're moving it. So I have to imagine they mean it's not plugged in. Okay?
Yeah, that's what it, okay. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Mm-hmm.
So she claims that an image of the old man from the same San Pedro house was staring back at her through the TV screen. And then loud bangs began to come from inside of the shed that they were about to move it, like move the TV into. Like, so it's loud bangs and he's on the TV screen just as they heard from the attic. Like, that's exactly what happened in the attic situation when they were hearing the banging then. And now this is happening again. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Oh my gosh. That's scary.
And so, like, you know, what you remember what the next step was, you know, the, yeah, the rope situation. Yes. So immediately she is absolutely freaked out. And I mean, obviously, she ran away, obviously grabbed her kids and got out of there for the night and called her little ghost squad back up. And was like, guys, like, this is not over, not over at all. Like, it's followed me, which is horrifying because, like, if it's one thing if your house is haunted and then you can just move and then you're fine, you know? But, like, if I was being followed by a ghost, I think I would lose my mind.
Right, because, like, what do you do? Like, you, I mean, I guess you could keep moving and hope that it won't follow you again.
Oh, or no, you can I'm getting an exorcism.
True. Or, I mean, if it's attaching to your items, you could, like, you know, get new stuff. I mean, that's a lot to go through, though.
It's like you don't even know what it could be, you know? And, like, all the like, you have two young children, and, like, you don't even know if they're protected. You know? That's so horrifying. Oh! It makes me sick to even think about. It really, really does. So, anyway. Taff, Wheatcraft, and Conrad, all the original men, all traveled north to continue what they had started. They went back to the house and they had a seance with Jackie. And allegedly, they spoke to her ghostly follower in this seance, okay?
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. So they said during this session, they made contact with the ghost of a man who had been murdered in the San Pedro Harbor. They also learned that there were several other spirits haunting the area, actually. And Jeff Wheatcraft was the target of the attacks because he looked a lot like the ghost murderer. Just as you said, Savannah.
Oh my gosh. I knew it.
And so, like, that's literally what they found through the seance. Like, that's the answers that they got. And okay. I couldn't find, like, the way they did it, like, if they had, like, a medium or if they were using a Ouija board or what. I don't know, like, the medium they were using, you know?
Yeah.
But that's the answer they got. And I was like, okay, well, that's literally our guess, too. So, mm-hmm. Crazy.
So good.
Makes sense. It does make sense. But, you know, they're still left with no closure at all, really. I mean, they hope maybe, you know, they said goodbye and, you know, hope maybe it's over, but, like, would you be comfortable? Because I surely wouldn't be. I wouldn't be like, oh, this is over for sure now, you know?
Yeah, I would always be cautious.
Yeah, I'd always be looking around the corner and, like, looking. Now I would not trust any screen.
True.
At this point.
Oh, jeez. There's so many screens,
though. I know. There's so many screens, dude. That's what I'm saying. Ugh. So, obviously, you know, she had to move on with her life. So, Jackie decided to move again. And she ended up moving multiple, several times over the next few years. And each time the haunting would come back and she'd have to move again.
There's no way.
But with each time, it did lessen each time. Like, it would be shorter, it would be less scary. Or, like, they would go, like, there would be one and then there wouldn't be one for a couple times, you know? So it was, like, getting better, you know? A little better. Yeah. Or maybe, in my opinion, like, maybe it was the same and she was just getting used to it. Which is even worse. Like, ew. But, oh, goodness. So, yeah. And, you know, still really left with no closure at all. She decided to move, like, once again. And finally made her way back to Los Angeles, where this all started, back in San Pedro. But she actually didn't go directly back to San Pedro. She went to somewhere close, but, like, still a good distance from, you know, the home.
Okay, so she wasn't about to go back to the same exact house. No, she wasn't dumb.
Yay for Jackie, you know. Yay for Jackie for that. So Dr. Barry Taff, from the beginning, you know, the investigator, he was actually able to research and find that the ghost that they had been talking to, the man, was likely Herman Hendrickson, who was a 28-year-old man whose body was discovered in the harbor in March of 1930.
Oh, what?
Yeah, and he was also able to find that his death had been ruled an accident by the LAPD. But everybody else in the town seemed to think, like, maybe that's not really what happened. And the ghosts themselves said he was strangled and thrown in the river. So, you know, that's the tea. Like, did the ghost come back and solve his own crime? Like, he didn't get justice, but, you know, I mean, we're talking about it now. So, you know, Taff also suggested that the ghost of the old haggard man, like, the other old man that was there, may be that of John Damon, who originally built the house, actually, and possibly still lives there.
Oh, so something totally different.
Yeah, completely. Interesting. So, you know, who's really to say?
Yeah, so it's just haunted by two different entities people. That are, like...
Yeah, two, no, but, just, like, honestly, more than two, you know?
Yeah.
Could be however many, really. Who really knows? Because there's just a lot going on, you know? I don't know. But, I just, you know, yeah. Anyway, I couldn't really find any updated information on the San Pedro house of, like, what it is like today, which I find that a little strange.
I bet somebody just lives in it.
And it's just a house. Oh, guys. That's crazy.
Why? What?
I don't know. Like, that's scary. I mean, I guess they're gone if they followed her, but, like...
That's what I'm saying. Like, I bet somebody lives in it, and they don't know any of the stuff that happened.
That's crazy. I always Google the place that I'm moving to see if anything happens, so... That would never happen to me, but, you know.
I mean, does the actual address come up, though? So how would they know?
Well, that's a good point. I don't know, though. I don't know... I didn't write it down, but I wouldn't have anyway if I would have saw it. So, I don't know. I feel like you could probably find it, though, honestly. But actually, I do know that at some point in time, and that it wasn't, like, lived in, and that it actually opened at Halloween time as a haunted house.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, a haunted house on top of a haunted house. You know what I'm saying? Like a scary walkthrough, but, like, actually in a haunted house.
Is it because people knew that it was haunted?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Like, yes, definitely. This is, like, a very popular story there, you know? So, yeah. Let's see here. But, unfortunately, the haunted house was shut down in 2009 due to codes and regulations. So, you know, that's a big yikes. So, I couldn't find anything after that, what it was. So, I do assume people do live there now, you know.
Okay, yeah, either that or it's even creepier and abandoned.
Oh, scary. Very scary. Yeah, but, you know, this haunting is kind of a little bit controversial, as you can probably imagine. some people don't believe this story and think that, you know, they just kind of all made it up to become famous, which is what they all say, though.
Right. And it's like, they know they're going to get criticized for that. So why would like, they like just
make it didn't make story? Her famous. Like, she's not famous. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it never works. Like, you're never famous. Not really. Ever.
And it's like, she's just worried about being a mom to her kids. And like,
right. She's just worried about her children.
So, like, would she really have moved that many times if it wasn't her?
That part, though. For real. She would not have. Because, as she already said, she hated moving. You know? So, you know, I don't really know. I kind of do, even though it's crazy. That, like, that's crazy and really scary if that is true. Like, I don't want to believe it just because I don't want it to be true. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't know. Creepy, scary ghost. That's all I do know. But, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the legend of the San Pedro haunting. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I kind of believe her, so.
Yeah, me too. I feel like it's like 60-40.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a close call. I mean, yeah, I...
Like, maybe some things were exaggerated.
I know. I mean, I don't know. The fact that they brought in a whole squad and everything and they all...
That's true. That's
like,
true.
I can't see them all going along with that.
Yeah, like, why would they all, so. You know... That's very, that's
but I mean, point. Maybe they would. I don't know.
Right. And but, I guess we'll never know, but.
Yeah.
You know.
It's creepy. Crazy. I wish I knew what that guy looked like, the old man guy. I'm me just too. Like trying to picture me the too. Face and everything.
Me too. We just and have to imagine.
I kind of want to read into that guy's death too.
Same. I should have.
I don't know who it is and stuff. And,
like, do people even know? I hope they do. We need to look more into that. Part 2. Question mark?
Yeah.
Coming soon. Ooh.
Ooh.
Yes. Well.
A little true crime?
A little true crime. I'm down.
Okay.
All right. Well, please go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. But other than that, I don't really have anything else for you guys this week. What about you, Savannah?
I think we can wrap it up. I'm gonna go, eat some dinner, I think.
Yeah, me too. Well, all right, well, see you guys next week.
Okay, cue the music.